Let's worship the Lord.
Now is the time. Come, every time is the time to worship the Lord, isn't it? Well, if you have your Bibles, why don't we turn to Psalm 82? That's where we are this morning in Psalm 82. You can look on the overhead or look in your Bibles. It's a psalm of man's trouble. It begins when he turns away from the Lord. And also you find corrupt leaders and unjust judges, they share in the blame. And those who have forgotten their true leader and their true judge, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's really a psalm that tells us to listen and obey. It brings abundant life, and also those who reject, it brings judgment. So follow along as I read Psalm 82. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are gods or judges. And all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. Father, sometimes we can get discouraged to the point where we see the injustice, we see the corruption, we see where the world is going and turning, Lord, and we say, Lord Jesus, come quickly, come back, judge. And yet, Lord, you've put us here for a specific purpose, Lord, to declare the good news of Jesus Christ to all people. Lord, we once in our lives were unjust, we were corrupt. We were going according to our nature, that sin nature. And yet you got a hold of our life, Lord, and drew us to yourself. I pray that that might be the theme of our church and our life. Lord, that we would not so much criticize, condemn, complain. Lord, look around and get all frustrated with the injustice and the corruption, Lord, but we realize we've got a task before us. It's a perfect environment to preach the good news. And it is good news, not bad news. There's a lot of bad news in the world, but you've given us good news. The cross of Jesus Christ, the gospel, the power of God unto salvation. Lord, let us be faithful to declare that. And let us live out that gospel in our life. Even though they might not listen to us, Lord, they would certainly see our lifestyle. Lord, is a lifestyle lived in relationship and love to Jesus Christ. So bless this morning. Lord, bless our time of worship now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Feel free to stand or be seated as we worship together.
Strong and